Hello and welcome to the Scrubcast. I'm your oldest and second shortest and now second tallest host, Ian Cornicelli.
Hi, I'm Ethan Barham. I am your tallest, actually, and second oldest host. That's weird to say.
Wow.
And I'm Bryce Cornicelli, and my childhood is quickly coming to a close. And I am not okay with it.
I've heard Bryce make this statement too many times in the past, like, week.
I have to just get it out of my system.
Too many times for a younger
brother. The Incredibles 2 came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After I was 6 when the first one came out.
Ugh.
I am now almost 20, which also means I am barely a teenager. I'm a teenager for like the next week.
Mm. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts. Ugh. I'm telling you, don't go up. It don't go up from there. You get all achy.
My body. Everything hurts. I'm sore. Oh, wait, that's just me all the time. Never mind.
Yeah, that's like
that
me.
That's been me
I'm
since
like,
I was like 10.
I'm such an old man. I've got back pain. Like, wait a second. I've had back pain since I was like 13.
This is not wait a minute, you have a piece of metal inserted in your spine.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm just gonna have back pain. That's just it. I'm gonna be an old man with
that crap that. Never ages.
I would like to say something real quick. I would like to introduce our special guest, Flula the Fly. She has joined our podcast and is sitting on my microphone right now. Very chilly.
Hello, Flula.
Can you get her to say hello?
No. She's
so she's going to be a silent member of the podcast.
Very good.
How was that? Was that a good fly impression?
I think so.
I mean, it wasn't the worst I've ever heard.
That's good.
Actually,
I've never heard a fly impression.
It was the worst and also the best I've ever heard. So,
is it the only fly impression you've ever heard?
Yeah,
let me
probably.
Ask you this.
All right, ask me this.
Do you think that when you see like a fly in a movie or like a cartoon and they're making the buzzing noise, is that just someone making that with their mouth, or did they like actually go and get a recording of something flying?
I'm going with human.
I'm going with they just make that noise. I think they're just like zzzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone running outside trying to find flies with a microphone? Going all around.
With a boom mic, just like swinging it around the house crazily.
Or
stick it into a beehive.
I'll get you on
stick it into a beehive and then run away.
Sing me those sweet
a guy with a
songs.
Boom mic running around the park trying to find flies and bees and get around them.
Catch our YouTube channel where next week we'll be dropping the bee movie, except every time the bees talk, it's a person buzzing their mouth like a bee.
Ugh. I've seen
too many of those videos.
Too many of those videos.
There's so many.
Although the best one is Let It Go from Frozen, but every time she says, I think it's every time she says go, it shifts down in pitch. So it's just like the worst thing you've ever heard. It's just the worst. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Can
I do housekeeping?
Yeah,
do some housekeeping.
All right, so we have an email, which is scrubpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us questions. Please do. We received one this week. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate you. We also have a YouTube, which is long dormant, so I might as well not even mention it. We also have a Twitter, which is @scrub_cast. You can tweet us, follow us, and look for updates of our podcast being late, because apparently that's all we do on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's sad when you've just started a podcast and you can already say that the YouTube channel is long dormant.
Every podcast has a long dormant YouTube channel.
That's
it's
also
fine.
True.
We tried.
All right. So, got all that stuff. Do we have an email this week, Bryce?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ethan?
But
Bryce?
I also have a surprise short segment that I want to hit you up with, Ian.
Okay, hit me up with it.
So recently, I have been rewatching the hit TV show Batman Beyond from the early 2000s.
One of the greats.
Yes, it's very good. Why am I watching it? I don't know, because I'm a child and I have too much time on my summer break, which is perfect for rewatching old cartoons.
I've been
Let me hit you up. Ethan, I don't know if you've watched Batman Beyond.
I did with y'all.
Let me know if you have.
Whenever I hung out with y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hit Ian with some names of episodes.
Okay.
And we got to see if he can tell me what the plot of these episodes
okay.
are.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm ready.
I'm only going to hit you with the fire ones.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Let's start with... let me see if I can start with the easy one.
Yeah, throw me a softball. This is not going to go well for me.
Here's the easy one. Shriek.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy with, a metal suit that can, shatter things with sound.
Yeah.
That's correct.
His suit's got, claws. He's like...
Yeah, he shoots.
He looks like a Ben 10 villain.
Yeah, he looks like a Ben 10 villain, exactly.
Didn't he come back and help them defeat Clayface one time?
I don't know. He comes back a lot.
Oh.
I don't remember.
He's like the... I would say he's like the Two-Face equivalent of, the traditional Batman villain. Like, he's not quite Joker, but he shows up a lot, and they want you to care about him.
Mm. Okay.
Let me see.
So I'm one for one so far.
You are. That was an easy one, though. It had the name of the villain in the title.
Yep. All right.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
Rats.
Rat. Okay, wait. Rats. There is something about sewers.
This episode is so dumb. I love it, though.
Are there, somehow there are, kids living in the sewers or something?
There's a kid living in the sewer.
Okay, so there's a kid living in the sewer. Does he have some sort of rat-like powers?
Does he control rats?
He looks like a rat. Yes, he controls very large rats.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But what is the plot of this episode? What does he do with these rats?
He uses them to attack someone? What do you mean, what is the plot? He attacks someone that has offended him. I don't know.
Incorrect. He kidnaps Dana, who is Batman Beyond's girlfriend.
Why?
Because he's in love with her and he's been stalking her from the sewers with his giant rats.
That's not great.
Let me just say this. Dana does not get... She gets the short end of the stick in this show. This is the only episode that is about her. Other characters, there's random characters that get more screen time than her. Like, there's this fat kid that I don't even remember the name of who has multiple episodes about him.
Okay, so I'm...
All right, let's continue.
1.5 for two. I'm giving myself half.
I got
half
two
on
more.
I got kidding. I got that there was a kid with rat powers in the sewer. Okay.
So did Ethan. He probably hasn't even seen the episode.
I haven't.
All right, whatever.
Here's a good one. Terry's friend dates a robot.
Oh my... Wait, I remember this. Okay, so there's it's a lab, and they're creating the perfect girlfriend as a robot. And one of his friends is dating this robot. Something happens. Somehow... it's very jumbled in my head. I have random scenes from that episode that are poking out. But somehow, yeah, she looks like a normal person, but she's a robot. And somehow they find out. And
let me tell you the plot of this.
Okay,
you did pretty good on that one.
Okay.
Also, I like to say that the episodes, these are some of the names of these episodes. Hidden Agenda, Bloodsport, Once Burned, and then it's just Terry's friend dates a robot. That's the most random name.
It sounds like a Panic at the Disco song.
So, in this episode, Batman Beyond takes his friend to a robot shop because he's trying to pick one a dummy up to fight. His friend wanders 20 feet to the right while Terry's going to sign a paper for Bruce. And his friend has, his dad's credit card and just illegally buys this robot, this android, to be his girlfriend. And then she goes crazy because he says that he wants her to only be devoted to him. And then Batman has to beat her up.
Hmm.
So you got pretty close.
Naturally. All
right, one more.
Okay, one more.
This is the cream of the crop.
Okay.
you better get this one. The Egg Baby.
What? Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Wait. There's Okay. He's got
What do you think, Ethan?
He's got like this little egg thing that he has to keep track of from school. Like they send it home and he has to take care of it.
Yeah.
And it's like a little robotic egg, right?
It's got a face on it.
It's got a face on it. And he has to like take care of it. And so he has to like carry it with him. But I don't remember what the like villain of the episode is.
So he has to carry around this fake baby for his family studies class.
Yeah, which, let's be honest, that would never happen in a futuristic neopunk society. No way. Family studies? No way. His family got trashed by freaking gangs.
He's not taking family studies. This is like training you how to be like a father or a parent.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think they have that in normal. Do they have that in school now?
I don't think so.
Yes?
Yeah.
Ethan's saying yes.
Really?
It depends on the school and the teachers and all those kinds of things. But yeah, there's
still like home ec. Like
I think so. They still do like anyway, the egg experiment type things where they go take care of an egg just for random places.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
Well, he has to take care of a living, like an egg with a face that's like a robot.
Yeah.
And it like cries and everything. And there's a lot of really funny moments in this episode. But he's like, I have to take care of this thing for family studies. And then Batman, the old Batman, just looks at his dog and he's like, how does someone fail family studies? And you're just like, I don't know. But the villain of this episode is this old grandma with her two weakly sons. And they're trying to steal jewels that, like, their father gave her at some point before he left her. And she gets, at one point... This old grandmother gets into a physical fight with Batman Beyond while he's wearing his suit and beats him up with a purse.
How?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right. What is that?
So, yeah.
So, I did okay.
Yeah, you did pretty good.
I appreciate this. If you start hitting me with Project Zeta episodes, there's gonna no way. No way.
Zeta was too easy, the episode Zeta, so I didn't even bother with that.
That's true.
It's a classic.
Shall
we do this email?
Yes, read the email.
This email is from Alex Harrington. Shout out, Alex. What's up, dude?
What's up? Thanks for sending an email.
Ethan's cousin.
One of them.
His only cousin.
Okay. The current count on emails is approximately... 45 emails from Barm relatives, 0 from Cornicella. That's the count we're at right
now. Yeah, Mom, step it up. Our mom told us that she was going to send in an email, but she has not.
We also have not told any of our cousins. Mom said she told Justin, so we'll see. Shout out Justin if you're out there somewhere.
All right. Read the email.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Alex. His email is titled, Thanks! Exclamation mark.
You're welcome.
Hey, Scrubs! I just wanted to thank you for the hours of entertainment you've given me while I'm at work at 3 a.m. You guys always brighten up my mornings and make them bearable. I assume this is where I ask a question for you to answer, so here it goes. What is the most marvelous sweet you have devoured? I'm a baker, so that's all I can come up with, so I'm a roll with it. But yeah, thank you so much for keeping me entertained and laughing. You guys are awesome and keep doing what you're doing. Sent from my phone.
Wow. What a nice email. Look, there is no criticism of Ian in there. That's what I want. That's what I look for.
Lots of positive encouragement.
Yeah. Can I say, he's found maybe the only appropriate time to listen to this podcast, which is at 3 a.m. when you're at work and you got nothing better to do.
You think it's funnier or less funny at 3 a.m.?
I think it makes more sense at 3 a.m.
You're more accepting of all the stupid ideas at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've been awake till 3 a.m., it's probably pretty good. If you woke up at 3 a.m., it's got to be terrible.
You don't think our sweet voices are good to wake up to?
No.
Our sweet, sultry tones?
No.
So... what's the most marvelous sweet you have ever devoured?
I got mine.
I'll start us out.
Start.
Okay, go, Ethan.
All right, so I got to bring up my grandmother's 8-layer chocolate cake with cream cheese icing. that, as Patton has dubbed it, is the best cake. Just
simple as that. Oh, I've had this cake.
It's called the best cake.
That is a good cake.
It's a very good cake.
Wow.
Got anything else to say about it?
It's amazing. That's it. It's the name speaks for itself. It is the best cake.
The best cake. I had an Oreo donut today, which is pretty good, but not the best in the world. Just thought I would say that.
So I've got I don't have a clear answer, but I have some thing. I know what thing is my favorite to eat. What dessert is my favorite to eat, just in general. And that is, of course, apple pie, the most American dessert. To me, in my mind, you can't make something better than a homemade apple pie.
Shout out Aunt Kelly.
Shout out, yeah, Aunt Kelly. Her homemade apple pie is freaking amazing. And I just don't think I don't think there's a dessert that's better than that. I just like pie in general. I think pie is the best dessert. Not really a cake guy. I think pie is better. And apple pie, man, there's something just American, I guess. Although America probably didn't invent it, but I just have it connected with Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, you've already eaten way more food than any human should eat in a week. but then they offer pie and you're like, I think I will take on this feast of pie. And then you eat it and it's still good. Man. Mm-hmm. Apple pie is great. I will say that for a birthday at some point, my friend Sophia made me a Reese's cupcake that was
I remember that.
Delightful. It was wonderful. I'm a sucker for Reese's. I don't know. Peanut butter, chocolate, not good.
That's okay. Besides that,
I can't really think of I can't think of a specific thing that's just the best dessert I've ever had.
Let me hit you with a couple of things.
Okay.
Number one, also I'm definitely a pie guy too, and I love some homemade pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Ethan's shaking his head because he doesn't know the truth.
Well, I love pie too, but there's nothing in my world. There's nothing that beats the best cake. It's got so much history.
Maybe you haven't had the best pie yet.
Pie just collectively dabs on cake, so it's just
that's true.
But not on this best cake.
Because you know the thing about pie? Pie is never dry. But pie is also never so sweet that it makes you gag. Those cakes. We've all those cakes where you take a bite and you're just too much icing.
Well, yeah.
Too gross. We've all had cakes that are dry.
Yeah.
Nasty. It doesn't happen with the pie. Even store-bought pies.
Seem to recall having a really good dessert in Disney one time. I think it was a lava cake.
Oh.
Those could be really good.
I do remember that. I feel like it was
Let me say this.
Jack Daniels lava cake. Am I making that up being Jack Daniels?
I think you're making that up. But anyway, we had a lot... We have been to Disney a couple of times when we were kids. We were fortunate enough to be able to go. The best trip was the one where we got this meal plan and we went to all the restaurants in Disney, all the best ones. It was so good. The food there is amazing if you ever get the chance to go.
But you can't. Is that the only dessert you can think of? I thought you had a. Do you have another option?
No. Probably just that. Probably just some homemade pumpkin pie. I love it.
Yeah. Those are both very good choices. But in my world and in the Barham world, it will probably always be the best cake.
What I will say about cake is that pound cake is a whole nother discussion. Because pound cake dunks on normal cake all day, every day. Bryce is making a face, but he knows the truth.
No, I don't.
Pound cake is great. A homemade pound cake? I've had a barn made pound cake that was very
good. Those are excellent, aren't they?
Those are excellent.
Sour cream pound cake. You can have it with whipped cream and strawberries, and it's just...
Yes. Mwah. Excellent. Very good. Well,
I also just love ice cream.
Bryce does love ice cream.
Just good ice cream.
What's the best
homemade ice cream?
I had some... I think the flavor was Galaxy or something. It was like this amazing chocolate ice cream from Brewster's way back in the day.
Mm.
Brewster's.
I remember that.
That was very good.
My favorite is Hunk a Chunk of Peanut Butter Fudge from Friendly's. The not defunct, but mostly defunct restaurant chain.
The restaurant that somehow has a restaurant has restaurants in New York and in Florida. But like that's it, it seems like.
Yeah. I really only ever seen them in Florida or New York. But Hunk a Chunk of Peanut Butter Fudge, whew, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I think the problem is that their food isn't good. Because if
no, it's not. It's
if
really
a
bad.
Place, if an establishment sells ice cream on that caliber, there's no reason they should go bankrupt or anything. There's no reason they should have to close down. Maybe that's what's keeping them alive. I don't know.
Probably.
I am about to be that guy for a second, but I did have this gelato in Italy that is.
I had a gelato in Italy while I was on my vacation.
This is
going to
happen. This has nothing to do with it.
I don't know what
that
voice was.
could take or leave Italy, but this gelato. Oh. So it was cheesecake flavored gelato, but like the consistency of it was like a cloud. a cloud of the best cheesecake you've ever had.
Dude, cheesecake is good.
Think about that's cheesecake, but cake. In a cloud. In a cloud of ice cream.
Whew. Cloud, cheese, cloud, I can't make anything work out of those words.
Yep. All right, we've talked about food for too long.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm getting hungry over here. I'm getting hungry. Well, we gotta move on. Thank you, yeah, Alex,
I
for
really
the email.
Want some dessert now. Thank you. Appreciate you, doll.
So, in recent weeks, defying all science, all scientific predictions, we've actually had an upturn in downloads. Somehow more people are listening, and I'm not really sure how that happened, but...
Either that, or they just waited all to listen to it at the same week, which is also possible.
Also possible. But because of this, we have decided to do a fun little segment. Yes, this is your first date with the Scrubcast. We have looked up first date questions, and we are going to answer them now.
Yes.
Ethan.
Yeah, and you know what?
These are going to be quick answers. We're going to just kind of roll through them. Ethan, would you like to lead us off?
Let me just say we're excited about this date. We've been a little nervous, you know, maybe some bathroom trouble leading up to this, but we're all wearing our favorite polos. There was a little toothpaste stain, but we tried to get it out of the water. Who knows if it came out all the way.
We
found some Old Spice can, and we thought it probably wasn't a good idea, but we sprayed it on anyway. And we've got our hair slicked back with maybe a little too much gel.
Yeah.
But it's because we never practiced until the day we decided to go on this date.
We meant to get a haircut kind of before the date, but then we didn't. So it's a little shaggy. We're a little shaggy.
And our shirt is a little
We were
going to
shave,
wrinkled,
but then we were like, maybe that scruff
bit.
Gives me
a couple
extra sexy, like,
it's not too bad.
Cool guy vibe. Yeah,
it's
a little bit too long.
It's been on the floor of the closet, but it was technically hanging up over whatever it was thrown over.
We picked up our jeans off the floor and
we did put on
up.
A pair of fresh socks, though, so that's
not
a very big plus.
Hopefully it won't come back to bite us anywhere along the date.
We turned the underwear inside out, you know, to even out the stink.
We bought a rose for the date, but it got wilted because we left it in the car for 3 days. So sorry about
that
one.
Wait,
are they
lines.
Asking
these
us on a date,
on
or are we
date
asking
already.
Them on a date?
And this is icebreaker.
I don't know either.
Whatever it is. Yeah, it's true. We don't need to talk about that. It doesn't matter how we got here. We're here. And we're proceeding. All right, Ethan.
So, hold on, let me spray
so
that minty stuff into my mouth.
Question, I would suggest.
Okay, I'm ready.
The Listerine spray.
If you were reincarnated as a famous landmark, which would it be? We don't have to.
We're getting these from a website. Did we say that?
Yes.
I'm just saying, we didn't make these up.
I would be
not as good.
Stone Mountain. Because I'm racist.
You came up with that question earlier and kind of whiffed it this go around.
I was trying to think of something funnier to say and I couldn't.
Because you're large and rotund.
Because I could lose a few pounds and also I'm marginally racist.
But your marginally, head is round, I mean, as the top mostly. Of Stone Mountain.
Your features look like they were exposed using TNT.
Okay. Now this is just a roast wow, Ian
roasting
session.
Ian.
I don't know. Sorry, bro. This is not first date talk. All right. What would you guys
I'd be? I'd be Statue of Liberty because I'm all about freedom.
I would be, First I want to say I apologize for any music you hear in the background. People are playing Guitar Hero, as always. And I can hear it clearly. I would be the Washington Monument because nobody really knows why I'm here or what my purpose is. But I am.
You're a tall white object if you look and see you off in the distance.
I'm not well known, but people do acknowledge that I exist.
Abraham Lincoln one, where he's sitting down in the big chair.
What about you, Ethan?
Because I'm just long and lanky. That's about it. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Nailed it, Ethan.
Hearing in the background of my house.
Clever.
Even...
I will say that was clever, Ethan.
What? What did he say? I got distracted.
He said, I'm the Abraham Lincoln one because I'm lanky when I sit in a chair.
No, okay. Good. I don't know what I'm hearing. I'm hearing some type of music from the background of my house. It's possibly
cats.
Guitar Hero. Not sure. All right, moving on. Do you think cats have any regrets?
No. Cats? Definitely not.
I'm going to go with no on that one.
Cats will just pretend like nothing happened even when they goof it real bad.
Okay. All right. Here's one. Here's a healthy can of worms. What's the longest you've left dropped food on the floor before picking it up and eating it? Further question, is the answer embarrassing? Bryce just made a face.
I have found an M&M on my carpet. And...
I think I found like a part of a Cheez-It on
before.
The floor one time, and I was
not
doubting
I didn't eat it,
whether or not it was a Cheez-It, so I ate it just in case. No, I just couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if it was
wait,
or not. Like,
wait.
I don't know why. But
it
I
was
ate
in such
it
poor
in
condition,
case.
You couldn't tell if it was a Cheez-It or
I was
not
going to
list
a
Cheez-It
on the cook. A piece of Cheez-It.
Oh my god. The floor Cheez-It.
You do. So there's the 5-second rule, all that. That's like a thing. But past that, There's the thing where you drop food on the floor that you really wanted to eat, and then you kind of do the thing where, like, instead of picking it up immediately, you kind of pause for a second to, like, consider whether you could eat it.
Usually there's an inspection
like,
right
really
as you pick it up.
Like, before
and then
I pick this
out,
up,
is there
I need
anything
to decide,
visible
is it going
that's
gonna
be
in the
nasty
trash can or is it going in my
I can
mouth?
See. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever just wash it off? Sometimes I just wash it off. Like, I just run some water on it as if that's going to fix whatever.
What's the worst pickup line you've ever heard or given?
Okay.
That's a good one. Go for it. This isn't a specific pickup line. But I met a girl named Angel one time, shout out Angel. And I was like, I asked her, like, do guys just constantly hit you with Angel pickup lines? And she was like, ugh, I hear them all the time. I'm like, yep, sorry about that. Just collectively from the male sex, I'm sorry that we do that. If you were a booger, I would pick you. That's
good. Yeah, I've heard that one before. how quickly would you leave me for Chris Hemsworth? Like that.
Instantly.
The answer would be instantaneously.
I wouldn't leave anyone for Chris Hemsworth.
You're lying.
You would.
You would leave. Stop. You would leave a committed relationship just to be his friend.
I would not.
You would.
I mean, it seems cool, but I'm not that worried about
what's
it.
What's the most awkward thing that happens to you regularly?
Telling people I have to go record my podcast.
I'm like doing a test.
Or referencing
in public. maybe during a particular calculus test.
Probably just talking to people in general.
That we shall not speak
getting
of.
Tongue-tied. Can't talk. Yeah, ending up just going, nah.
Yeah. Goofing it up real bad. Yeah. You ever do something really awkward? You ever, like, goof it up while you're driving and you just look at the drivers around you and you're like, sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Like, today, I was driving in Atlanta and the two lanes merged, so I merged in behind the guy. Then they came back out into two lanes. So I got over because I thought I was supposed to like get off on that side. But then they merged back together, and I had to go in front of them. So it looked like I was just trying to pass one guy in this huge line of cars.
You know that guy was, like giving you a stare?
I was like, my B-dog.
All right. Last, most important first date question.
Well, Beatles. Let me do this one first then.
Okay, do one.
What would be the worst ingredients to fill a burrito with?
M&M's.
They say said
M&M burritos.
Beetles are edible.
Beetles?
I think it has to be a food item. I think the spirit is of it, a food item.
Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs. I'm saying it's M&M's. What if so you like, been to a burrito and it was all M&M's and rice the in there? That would just be upsetting.
M&M's by themselves would be fine, but with rice?
With M&M's. Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah, like, the rest of the burrito is the same, but the meat is replaced with M&M's.
I mean, let me hit you with this.
Yeah, hit me with that.
Leave a Moe's burrito laying in one spot for about 4 hours, come back, and those are the worst ingredients to fill a burrito with. Because it'll basically be melting at that point.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's true. Oh, man. Really?
They're like, should we drain out these burritos or just pour the bean juice into the burrito?
There's like a 15-minute window of a Moe's burrito when it's still edible. Yeah. Like, you get past that. Don't – people that take Moe's to go – that's like some kind of joke. That's some kind of sick joke. That's when you want to prank somebody. You bring them a burrito to go. Those things are not meant to go anywhere.
Let me say this about Moe's food.
They get worse.
Melt if you.
They get worse if you take them from the counter to the table. Like.
Yep. Let me say this about Moe's. Their burritos melt. If you get their nachos, they just, like, become uncooked as they sit there. Like, the juices just get on them, and then you try to pick up a chip, and it's just flopping like a wave. Yeah. And you're like, ew, delicious. Oh, just a nice little wet chip.
Is it actually meat?
Taco Bell, also, their burritos are filled with the worst ingredients. As far as low quality.
I prefer to not be meat, to be honest.
I got one more question.
I don't trust them with meat.
If you
I trust them with meat.
If you join the circus,
meat.
What would your circus act be?
All right. Last question. Could be
anything. Strongman?
You got one more? Okay. Strongman. Who are we kidding? Strongman. Look at these arms. No, I'd be like... farting I'd be the ABCs. Like, I'd be like the clown that the other clowns kind of pick on. You know? Like not even...
The unfunny clown.
Not even a good clown. Just kind of the worst of the clowns.
You're the clowned on clown.
Yeah.
You're the frown. How does that do you for?
I'm just not gonna respond to that.
I think I killed a podcast. I think he's dead.
The podcast is over, guys. all right. Last question. I don't even know that we're gonna need to answer it. We're just gonna sail on through it. It's, have you ever pooped so hard that you had to lie down afterwards?
Oh. That question answers itself, yep. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So.
Ethan. Hey, Ethan. Hey, Ethan. What happened that time you ate only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a week? What? Yeah. How did that go down for you?
Bryce.
Ethan. Ethan.
There was Ethan. Just peanut butter and jelly with every meal, but some of them were straight peanut butter and jelly.
For reference, we went on a Boy Scout trip for a week, and Ethan only ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because he didn't want to eat frozen waffles that had been in a freezer for 8 years.
No, I didn't want to eat the nasty vegetables that they had pretended to cook and warmed up in a big oven.
To be fair,
just Ethan's as soon as you pick up any bit of... What?
Ethan's stomach was messed up on most scouting trips. To be fair.
Yeah.
Is this accurate?
More times than not, Ethan was like, I'm kind of sick.
Yep.
Even guys, after can I be honest about...
Be honest.
Can I be honest about something that happened on one of our Boy Scout trips?
Okay. This is about to be bad. I can already tell.
So, well, so there's this motto that Boy Scouts live by. I mean, there's several, but one of them is, leave no trace. As you all know here in this podcast. Well, the thing is, on one certain camp out, there was about five or six of us Boy Scouts who decided we all needed to poop at the same time. But the issue was that we only had one shovel between the six of us.
No.
We only...
Okay. And this campsite is not like, this is not like out in the wilderness. This is like a campsite that people go to like boat on and like hang out. This is like a well trafficked campsite. So for some reason we all just go out into the woods. I think one of us successfully builds a hole, like, digs a hole in the ground. I chose, like, a nice pine tree to hold and just, like, kind of pooped on the ground and threw pine straw. Oh,
no.
But I was not the worst offender. Okay. One of these young Boy Scouts, who I will not name here, but his name starts with a C and ends with Aiton, decided to go out into the woods and find a nice little board laying there, and decided this was the best place to do his business.
Oh my God.
So, he leaned up against a tree, and pooped on a board and left it there in the middle of a campground.
Oh no. So it was just like on a nice little platter for everyone to see.
Yeah. Oh, just on a nice little platter for someone to come along and see.
Look at that bear poop. Podcast.
Man, though, you know what that reminded me of? There's nothing like the cold fear in your heart when it's like 2 in the morning and you're laying in your tent and you're hit with the need. You're hit with the need to poop. There's no dread like that.
No.
You just lay in there, just minding your own business, and suddenly like, oh no. Oh, because you know, because here's the other problem. Once you acknowledge it, you can't unacknowledge it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like once you have the thought like, oh man, I really need to go to the bathroom. You can't go back on that. You can't be like, nah, I just had that all wrong. Nope, never. Ugh.
Nope, bad, real bad. Those latrines were sketchy too.
How do we recover?
The latrines at Boy Scout camp?
Yeah.
They're literally just a 20-foot pit that they dug in the ground and put a seat on top of.
And they dig a new one every couple years. I feel like
and you're just scared that a spider will be like, well, time to go upwards.
Or hear buzzing down there, and then you'd hear something hit your butt a couple times.
Oh, no! No! This happened to you? Oh,
it needed to be filled up. Like, the hole needed to be covered, and the latrine moved. It was that full. It was bad.
How do we recover from this?
Oh my
God.
Don't.
How do we recover from this as a podcast?
Let me just. Ian, lead us out of this wasteland.
Wasteland. We've
been traveling in the wilderness for 400 years.
Now everything you say after this has been broken, has been burnt by this fire.
We've been in the desert for 40 years. Moses, please.
Man, I can't get this.
All right, I'm going to keep talking about poop then.
No, this is why we need ads. Companies, if you're listening, we'll feature you prominently to get us out of these bad situations.
Whenever we are hit with a segment about pooping, we will switch to ads.
Please,
after
soap
that.
Companies and toilet paper companies, come see us.
Oh, man.
This podcast is brought to you by Charmin. Fix up those dirty log poops.
All right, we're moving on. I was, just going to talk about, this is probably well known about me. I go through phases, like, strong phases where I'm into random things. Over like a couple days, like a couple summers ago, I just had a phase where I got super into watching Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and I watched all of them in like, I just watched like one a night. Don't know why. I just go through these phases where I'm like into something. I wanted to talk about my summer phases, which are getting weirdly predictable throughout the past couple of years. I'm saying about this because I have been listening to Mumford & Sons recently. In, like, the past week, I've been listening to Mumford & Sons. You know, not super abnormal. I've listened to them before. Not something weird. But while I was thinking about this, while I was just randomly getting into them, I realized that the last time that I had randomly gotten into Mumford & Sons was late last summer. Because I looked at my playlist for last summer, and Mumford & Sons was one of the later things on it. And it's also in this one. And I'm beginning to realize that I have a Mumford & Sons phase every summer. And I don't know why this is. It's not like they have particularly summery music.
No, I would say it's more of like a fall-winter
mix. I know. It makes no sense. I also usually go through a Maroon 5 phase early in the summer. Also strange. Don't know why this is. I was just going to ask you guys if you have any weird summer things.
No. You're the only one, Ian.
Weird summer phases.
Weird summer phases.
So you're right now, you've kind of gotten past the point where you have a summer break for the most part.
Yes, I have no summer break.
I still have a summer break. I mean, I'm working, obviously, but I'm not in school, and I don't work, like, a full-time job, so I have time to do more things. I don't know if you count them as phases, but I usually play a lot more Xbox while I'm on summer. I have an urge to rewatch Avatar: The Last Airbender every summer, which I did last summer, and I went to start that this summer, which, just by the way, that's a great show. I love that show. Another cartoon. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? This is what happens in the summer when I have too much time on my hands. Yep. But I went to rewatch it, and I found that it was no longer on Amazon. What? So now I'm just kind of broken up.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm dead inside.
Y'all are now.
See, this is what I'm talking about, though. It's a tragedy. It's something about the warm weather. You just, like, you just get in weird moods. I get in the mood. This is the first time I've ever taken classes during the summer. And I just cannot want to be in class. Like, normally I can't really want to. Normally I hate being in class. That's just normal for me. But in the summer, it's especially pronounced. Because, like, I think you look out. Well, one, it's really hot. So walking to class, you're just, like, sweating. Ugh. But then when you're when you're in class, outside looks really nice. You're, like, looking through the window and you're like, I just want to go outside. I just want to go outside. I don't even know what I want to do out there. I just don't want to be here. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I don't think I have any weird phases or anything like that. It just kind of all blends together. I stopped doing school. And I started again.
Do you guys... Okay. Here's a question in general. Do you guys go through, like, very definite music phases?
No.
And I'm talking on, like, the genre level. Like, I have swings in the genre of music that I like just based on, like, the month. Where I'll just get, like, super obsessed with, I don't know, 80s pop. Mm. And then it'll just be gone. And then it'll just be gone, and I'll be listening to, like, I don't know, Mumford and Sons.
No, I just kind of listen to whatever.
I listen to rap until, like...
Go ahead, Bryce.
Go ahead. Okay. I just listen to rap until I get bored of it, and then move on to something else, and then go back to rap after, like, a month. Mm. That's pretty much my only phases.
I've had a phase for basically every genre, I think. Every genre that I'm aware of. Maybe not some, like, super strange, like, small genres. But I've gone through at least one phase of most genres of music. I'm not sure why. Do you guys do that thing where you've been listening to like the same music, like every day for like a while, mm-hmm. like the same artist, whether within the same genre or not? You're just listening to the same artist, and then suddenly you're just like, I need new music.
Yeah,
like whatever it was that was hitting me right about this music yesterday and for the past like 40 days, nope, no longer. I need something else. I get that, and I don't really know what, like, it's just like a. Just like a switch just flips, and I'm like, I can't listen to this anymore.
Ethan doesn't have phases because he only listens to Weird yep. Al and Disturbed.
I never got out of middle school. I'm still stuck there.
When was the last time you listened to Weird Al, Ethan?
Be honest.
Be Ethan. Honest with me.
Honestly, 2 hours ago.
An hour ago.
Really?
Oh, it's like, it's been years. So listen to Weird Al. Unless I've like it's heard been him in, years. Unless I've heard him in a video or something like that, or someone, I don't know. I haven't purposely listened to Weird Al in years.
Yeah. You know what,
I haven't either. That makes two of us.
The only thing that sticks with me about Weird Al was the music video for Eat It, when that guy offers him he's like, here, you want a sandwich? He says something like that, and it's literally just like a old white rag. And I'm just like, for some reason, that's always stuck in my head, because I'm just like, why? But that's not a sandwich, that's a rag.
Oh, man.
That's just like one of the questions of my life that I need to figure out.
You really need to do some soul search advice. That's a serious
I do. I need to meditate on that.
You have to answer.
I need to meditate.
All right.
It's a new form of meditation.
Does anyone have anything else that they would like to talk about?
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
Hit me with your best shot.
So I have been. Thank you for that, Ethan. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Ethan. I really appreciated that, Ethan. Thank you so much. I've been listening to a album from Kids See Ghosts. And Kids See Ghosts, their album just came out. This is the collaboration between Kanye West and Kid Cudi, which I believe Ian has also listened to. Ethan, I don't know if you have. I'm assuming no. Ethan's saying no. What was your impressions of it, Ian?
I liked it. I haven't put that much attention towards it. I kind of, like, put it on the background. I've been listening to that Kanye album, though, for better or for worse.
Yeah. So I was listening to the Kanye album, and then this album came out, and I kind of switched to this one. Because for me, I think it's the perfect blend of, like, I was saying this to a friend the other day. Actually, today. Never mind. It was today. That having Kanye and Kid Cudi together restrains them enough that it's not too much of Kanye or too much of Kid Cudi. Mm. So it's not like
each other.
A Kid Cudi album. It's not like Kid Cudi, who hasn't put out a good album in like 10 years, because all his albums now are just weird sounds and like nothing else. And it's also not too much Kanye, where he's just like bragging about being the creator of the universe and like a genius. So it's like a good mix between the two. I like all the songs in the album except for one. I don't like Free that much. I don't know if you remember that song, nope. Ian, but it just has not a very good chorus. Mm. But it's very good. And also, so go listen to that if you like that kind of stuff. It's weird. It's very weird, but it's good. And I found something that has almost changed my opinion of Kanye West. So, you know, close your ears if you're a big Kanye West fan, I guess. But, so Kid Cudi has helped him on a lot of his albums.
Yeah.
Specifically, 808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah.
Which, once you know that, you can totally tell, because it's completely a Kid Cudi album, if you think about it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It's a lot more like a Kid Cudi album than it is a Kanye West album. Kid Cudi wrote, these are the ones that he gets credit for. He gets credit for writing four songs on the album. He wrote Welcome to Heartbreak, Paranoid, RoboCop, and he wrote Heartless.
Really?
He wrote Heartless, which is like one of Kanye West's most famous songs.
Interesting.
And if you listen to it, you're like, that does sound like a Kid Cudi song. Like, it's rare that you hear Kanye West like pining after someone.
I bet
or like being sad.
I bet he's sad that he didn't keep that one for himself.
Yeah, maybe. He might be a little sad about that one.
Kanye's like famous for bringing on people. He brings on people and doesn't really credit them. I mean, my favorite musician, Bon Iver, has been on Kanye albums before.
Yeah.
Like singing and stuff, but he's never like credited. Not really. Like, I mean, if you look it up, you can find out, but like, it doesn't say like featuring.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I mean, I don't think Kanye is like slighting them. Obviously, they know he's not going to credit them, because they can look at any of his albums.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, they're doing it like, if you got a chance to work with Kanye West and you're a musician, you definitely do it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting, because I'm like Heartless? Really?
That is interesting. All right. Does anybody have anything else? No? Okay. Well,
no.
Thank you.
We gotta end on something funny, though.
Okay. You can think about that while I'm saying this. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please share us with your friends if you like us. you know, because we're in it for the money. And so far, we are in the negative. And the only abrupt way out of it is to get it big enough that we can sell it, to sell our intellectual property, which is this broadcast. or famous enough to run for some sort of serious political office. So, we are looking for both of those things. If you think that your friends might enjoy our nonsensical and fairly uninteresting banter, then
largely uninteresting.
Then please pass us along. All right, Bryce, hit me with your funny thing.
Well, I don't have that, but I did think of something. Okay. We never mentioned the fact that Patton's not on this.
That's true.
Yeah.
We didn't. I meant to mention it after the intro, and then we didn't. Patton has died.
Patton's not on this episode, if you didn't know. He's not here.
This isn't and he just wasn't one on the last episode. For him.
He wasn't on the last episode. He's not on this episode. Is this going to be a trend in the future? Well,
shouldn't be if
we don't know.
Record the right times.
Yeah. It's possible that Patton is dead. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I talked to him yesterday.
Let me say this. Me and Ethan spent approximately 10 to 15 minutes talking about how you and Patton died in a dirt biking stunt accident on the last
episode. I did hear that, and I was wondering where you were going with it, and then it turned out you were going nowhere with it. So
it led to some good goof down the road.
We tied
that was a
it
good
back
payoff
in.
For that
it
joke works. If you listened to that.
I'm sure you did.
But I think we need to... How did Patton die? Patton died this week, which is very tragic.
Yes.
He got so hot this week that he literally steamed himself away just into a cloud of steam playing basketball too hard.
He steamed himself away.
You haven't seen him play basketball
and
here.
He disappeared.
He actually steams if you look at him in the light. Like, when, after he's playing basketball, he's steaming.
Last time I was up there was the first time I almost beat Patton in basketball.
But never happened.
I've beaten him since, but...
You haven't? Yeah. You have beaten him?
Yeah. Now he's an old man. All I have to do is, like, step on his ankle and I can beat him.
He's got that excuse, could have gone pro, but my ankle got hurt twice.
I was about to send my tapes out, but then they got deleted by some... Nerd.
I was about to post the podcast, but my ankles hurt.
I was going to be on the podcast, but my ankle just hurt too much, man. Too much hooping.
Well, all right. You didn't have anything funny to say.
Get roasted, Pat. Nail the outro.
All right.
Yo, he's
Thank
never
you
listen
for listening
to
the podcast. As always, we're happy to have you, but it's getting late, so I need you to go home.
Here's a joke.
Fine.
Why'd the turkey cross the playground?
What?
Why'd the turkey cross the playground? To end this podcast.
Alright. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Mackenzie.